Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, and it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan Els will say hello to you. And at 4 o'clock, when he says goodbye, Luko Mukwedi Phuthi will say hello to you on Spectrum Tot Sesir. And afterwards, we are connecting to Dwayne on Radio Pulpit Sports. So right now, I'm joined by my queen, Dr. Sibo Mkhize. She's on the other side. My queen, how are you?
I'm good, and you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. It's always a new year to you. I love the excitement that you always carry, the joy that's in you, actually. It's not just excitement, but there's the joy that goes with you wherever you are. How do you do that?
I don't know. I guess it's the beautiful face in the mirror and the grace that God
has. Oh, my. Oh, my. That is something else. Yo, I wasn't expecting that. But today we're talking self-care, and I want to call every woman, wherever you at, if you're a mom, you're a sister, you're a go-go, this is for, because, yay, women forget about themselves. We take care of everyone else but ourselves. And when I'm talking about taking care of ourselves, yes, mentally, we forget about ourselves, physically too. So we would get everyone, everything, and make sure they are warm, Dr. Mkhize. Make sure that they are covered and everything. And ooh, when the children come out, they look so good. I actually was laughing. I actually was laughing looking at TikTok. And this woman shows a beautiful baby who's bathed and he has eaten. He's clean. You can even see that he smells so good. You want to kiss him everywhere. And then she wrote, behind every clean, fed, good-looking baby. And then she shows her own picture. And I think I've seen more than one doing that.
Oh,
there's a mother who looks homeless, which is true.
The way we sacrifice our self-care, we sacrifice it for everybody in the community, in the family.
Hey.
So I can definitely relate to that TikTok.
Yeah. And so today we're talking about self-care. How important is that, Dr. Mkhize?
It is extremely important, and unfortunately, I call it one of the most deadly sins that was forgotten to be written down, because we tend to forget about ourselves. We tend to, like I said, sacrifice ourselves, especially as women. It's not like our gentle brothers don't do it, but mostly in women, we tend to, you know, always at the back burner, and you cannot serve from an empty cup. So we need to take that time and actually take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a selfish thing. Unfortunately, we have been taught that if you take time for yourself, you're being selfish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is not true. You need to take time to recover, to, you know, gain your strength again, to come back to what you can do best. You can always serve best from an overflowing cup. But from an empty cup, this is where now depression comes in, toxicity comes in. This is where now all these ugly things start to fester, because you are serving from an emptiness.
Sure, you're serving from an emptiness, and then you get frustrated because your body can't take it, your mind can't take it anymore.
Nothing. You are completely depleted. Most of our patients that we see, that we've got a very famous hospital there in Pretoria, you know, they go in there in numbers. And when you actually look, some of them, yes, there are really severe depression cases, but some of them, they actually just need a sleep. That's all they needed. They just needed to just switch off from the world and take a nice hot bath and just be. Some of them just needed to cry, just to cry, you know, let it all out and be okay. Some just needed to vent out and just be okay. So sometimes we tend to forget about ourselves. And when we're talking about ourselves from an emotional, from a physical point of view, you know, we tend to give ourselves, like you said, you know, you have this beautiful family, clean, everything, but they don't know what it takes to get them looking that way. How much you've had to sacrifice of yourself And especially in today's world, we are working women, you know, we don't have the luxury or the privilege of actually being a stay-at-home mom. You go to work, you come back, you're already being depleted from work. You got to look after your family, your kids, your homework, they're fed, they're clean. In the morning, you're the first one to get up, make sure breakfast is done before you even go back to work. So you never really have time to just take a deep breath.
So most of us
say,
are...
okay, it's my moment.
So if I would say that most of us are on autopilot, would I be correct?
Definitely. A very high percentage of us are on autopilot. And it's even worse when it comes to mental issues. So many people are on autopilot. They don't even know what's happening from day to day. They'll even forget what today is. Some even forget their birthdays. I mean, who forgets their birthday?
I was sharing earlier on.
Definitely.
I was sharing with a family earlier on about talking to somebody, and I said I experienced it too at some point in my life where I would drive out. The only thing I would remember at the end of the day is that I remember driving out and reversing my car to go to work. But how I got to work, I don't know. How I worked, I don't know. How I got back home and did everything that had to be done, I don't know. I got to that point at that. So what are the signs and symptoms that it seems like you're losing it now, because you shouldn't even get to that point. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't even get to that. But what are the signs that you need some self-care? It's time for self-care. Switch the world out. Even if you can, even switch off your family out for a moment. Take a break. Go somewhere if you can. Go to a friend's place. Sleep there for two nights or something. What are the signs?
Mostly with women, it would be anxiety. They would have anger, unexplained anger. We wouldn't really say like it's like misdirected anger, if you were to put it that way. But mostly anxiety, mostly depression. You know, when you speak to somebody, you can see that they're actually out. Temporary memory loss, definitely. They've got a lot of that. Like you said, being on autopilot, driving. Some of them even driving on the wrong side of the lane because they were not even aware of what has happened to them. You know, you've got a memory overload. They tend to be forgetful. Even at home, we know our mothers, if there's 10 of you, they call you all by they call you whatever name that is there, and they even forget what it is that they wanted to say to you. You know, when you tell them there's no bread, what do you mean there's no bread? Now they're shouting and then they're screaming, or they just want to sleep. They just, you know, don't talk to me.
I never think of that as... Sure, I never thought that that could be part of one needing self-care. To have, to call everybody, Victoria, Ursula, Spo, Cheryl, hi man, I want Mariana. Can't you see I'm pointing at you? I never thought that that could be part of that one needs self-care.
Yeah, it's a memory overload. So you also, your mind needs to relax, you know. So that also is part of self-care. So when they're busy calling the whole entire, the memory gets jumbled up. You know what you want to say, but because you've got so much, you've got memory overload, it just keeps spitting out whatever the files it could get, the nearest one. So, and you see that they become very irritable, you know. We're not talking about signs of old age, but then they become very irritable. Like, okay, now you start shouting at all the kids because you called the wrong one.
So impatience. You should also watch impatience.
Extremely impatient. Because now you want things done, and you know your body's like, you know when you're boiling water and then it starts now getting to the boiling end of it before the kettle whistles. This is what you are doing. You are like a ticking bomb. So everything to you, you've got so much going on in your life. You just want to explode. Like, can everybody just leave me alone? You just want to scream. You'll find most of the people say, like, all I just want to do is just to scream, because it's like, whoa, can you please give me a moment to breathe? I need a deep breath. And this is where now anxiety comes in. Some of them, they become extremely emotional. Then they start crying. And I ask them, why are you crying? I just don't know. It's like it's too much.
Yeah.
It really does get too much. Those are the signs that it's time. It's time for you to take a break.
All right. Greetings to Shazia Queen. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. And family Dr. Mkhize is here. You can talk to her. The lines are open on 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. Shazia, I see you on Facebook. I now see you on WhatsApp. Hello. Thank you so much, my queen. May the Lord also bless you. May our Lord Jesus Christ also bless you. And our SMS line 37871. Do you remember? It will cost you 150. Yes, it will cost you 150. So you can just talk to us on those platforms. Now, you mentioned something when we were talking over the weekend, you and I, and we were talking about today, and you said our Lord God Himself rested on the seventh day. God rested on the seventh day, but we don't do that. Now, what came to my mind is sometimes we say we are going to rest. And I remember talking to one of our lecturers some time back, and he was asking us a question that do we even rest? Do we get to a past where we say we are rested? So this is what we do. Even when it's holiday time, then you realize your curtains are not clean. Then you realize your car, if you're a man, you realize your car has got, your car needs something to fix the oil and whatnot. So you get busy. It's time for you to rest, but you get busy. And I've also noticed that some of our men would even do that when they are sick. When the doctor said, you're bedridden, the next thing you call them, they are at some dealer somewhere where they are fixing their car. When it comes to their cars and men, so, and women in their houses, so they realize that no, the roof needs what and it's time to rest. Mm-hmm. And when we say we are going on holiday, we will be traveling everywhere. Born, if we're going to Mpumalanga, we'll go to God's Window, we'll go to the Three Rendezvous. We want to make sure when we come back we are exhausted. So our lecturer asked us this question. Do you even switch off? Because sometimes you just need to switch off. Just switch off. And I couldn't even imagine how do you do that? Because I want noise around me. I want to, when I prepare and I'm coming to work, I need to hear music playing. I need to hear somebody preaching. I need to, like there's some noise that needs to be there. How do we switch off? How do we make sure that we're really getting the rest that we need?
Sometimes it is out of habit. Sometimes it is out of guilt. Sometimes we are guilted from actually just having that time to ourselves. You know, we learn those. It really is. It's an unfortunate rule to learn while we are growing up that if you're taking time to yourself, that means you're lazy. That means, you know, you are not taking care of everybody else. Because that's what you should be doing. You know, if you're a man, how dare you can't? A man who is sleeping at home, there's something wrong with you. That's why things are falling apart. You need to get up and do something, even if the doctor has told you, you need to be in bed. Sometimes we need to, you know, chain them into bed to stay into bed. With mothers as well, especially with mothers, they tend to forget that. Like, okay, it's time to go. You're asking me to take some time off. Mm. That is unheard of because as soon as I do that, things start to fall apart. This is where now boundaries tend to come in because if we do not give ourselves permission to take that time off, we're never really going to get it. When we go on holiday, the rule says you're going to be on holiday. You're going to go to see all of these things. So sometimes we need to have a holiday just for you, by yourself, and switch off from the whole entire world. You know, there are services that will give you retreats like that, where you just go into a retreat. There's no cell phones. There's no nothing. It's a solo vacation. You get to relax. You get to unwind. They do yoga. They do all of these good things that you need in order for you to recuperate. And it is so important. But because we live in that society that actually tells us and dictates and has taught us that if you take time off for yourself, you being lazy, you being selfish, you don't care about anything else. Hence why now it has become a habit that when it's time for me to switch off, I can't. I'll switch off, you know, when I say I'm going to sleep in, I'm going to sleep until 7, and I know today is my day off, but like you said, those curtains, let me do this, let me do this. I'll only just do the curtains, but from the curtains is the windows. From the windows, it's this. So you never really get time. It's something that we need to reteach ourselves, that we need it. Sure. Like you said, when we were talking, to me, that is one of the most important things, that especially within our Christian community, especially with our elders in church, our pastors, and, you know, it is important for us to take time off. It really is. If on the seventh day, it is there right at the beginning, it is so important that we take mind to that. It is right at the beginning. God took time off. On the seventh day, he rested. So that means we also need that seventh day, you know, not necessarily talking about the holiday, which is Sunday, but we need that time to rest also. It was important for him to rest, to also take, you know, stock of everything that he has done and get himself, I mean, he's done a good job, gave himself a good pat on the back, and then he continued with whatever else that he needed to do. So he never served and created from an empty cup. So it is also important for us to also take lead from that, that if we do need time to rest. We were made in his image, and that image needed time to rest. So sure, we need to take care of ourselves, take stock, take a deep breath in, and be okay. Then pick up again.
So I believe that we need to start teaching these to our young people as well. Because when you're talking about one feeling guilty that they are not, they are sleeping during the day, for example, they are resting, and they feel guilty about it, then it comes from when we were young, when somebody said, ah, a girl cannot be sleeping now, not this hour. A girl should be working. And that is something that you grow up with. And there's something that Given Illustrative said earlier on when he was teaching on something where we call what we call picture business. And he was advising on physical matters to our young people. He says, please make sure that you get a full meal. You eat right, because most of our young people, what they would do, they would just feed on noodles and noodles and noodles. And then the next thing, when they grow up later on in life, they realize they got high blood pressures and all of that. So I think it's something that we need to instill in our young people, that take a day, at least one day, make sure that you rest to the fullest, and to switch off. Put away your cell phone if you can, have cartoons the whole day and laugh, comedies and laugh, listen to gospel music, just unwind. All right, let's take a break, Marquita, and then come back to talk to you some more. And yes, family, the lines are opened on 012-334-1322. It's time to just, it's self-care time. Yeah, let me put it that way. It's self-care time.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Masim to me se holko nge tawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenem. Siya tandaza, siya tumisa, sikya ilizwi nobunina ku Kristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
That is Hle Ntombela and the song You Are. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is Where You Were. And I gave you that song by Hle. And the time now, 26 minutes, just before 3. Do remember, at 3 o'clock, there's a more baritone voice that will come and greet you. And that is Dominie Johan Els on Something Else. And afterwards, Lukom Kweri Puti will take you through with Spectrum.sasir. And afterwards, Dwayne Mebrur Meubut will take you through with 657 Sports. And Paul Arnold Pablo Nyikanzino. Is it Nyikanzino? Hello to you. Thank you so much for tuning in, saying powerful discussion. I am with Dr. Sibo Mkhize, a psychologist. We're talking on this topic. And today we are saying self-care. It's all about self-care. It's all about self-care. And we are talking about it from a mental, but we also covered every area. Because most of the times, Dr. Mkhize, we are not aware, my queen, that what happens in our minds, what happens mentally, let me put it that way, can affect our bodies. We can get sick.
Very much so. Very, very much so. You know, the immune system is one of the most trickiest things I personally have ever come across. Because it seems like it senses how you're feeling. It can shut down because you are having the most terrible day. You know, it's very weird. There are people who get flu because they're just not in the good space. Not because they have caught the virus, but just because they're not in the good space. There are some people who get headache, and they will get chronic headaches because they are just not okay in their spirit, in their emotions, or even mentally. So definitely our bodies do react to how we are feeling. Definitely
our bodies can react to how we are feeling, and it can show signs. And you find doctors are struggling to even give you medicine because they'll give and give and give, but you find you're not recovering until they say, tamako Dr. Mkhize. So you need a psychologist, because this is more about, or it's on the mental side. There's also one thing that we see happening whenever we are taking boats or whenever we are taking airplanes, where you will be told that take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
When you're going to come up against whatever that is rough, that is going to affect the plane, and you need like an emergency, so you put on your jacket first,
your mask
first, everything. You take care of yourself first, and then you can take care of those next to you. But you start with you. It also goes back, Dr. Mkhize, to the Lord saying, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you do not love yourself, how are you going to love your neighbor?
How are you going to love your neighbor?
Mm.
And your neighbor is your very self that you're looking at in the mirror.
Mm.
So if you do not love yourself, the person you're looking at in the mirror is going to suffer, because you are that neighbor. So we need to take care of ourselves so that we can love and show love and practice love with the rest of the universe.
Mm.
So that is so important, that we understand those things. So when the scientists and all these very big-brained people came up with that concept, they'll even tell you that even with an infant, you look at yourself first, mama, okay? Don't worry about the infant. Make sure that you are covered first, and then you will cover the infant, because there's no use in you, in the infant being okay and you are not okay. We're going to need for you to survive in order for the infant to be okay.
All right.
I always look at it that way.
Yeah. Tekomuloi.
Showing all the marks.
All right. Tekomuloi says, yo, I never thought some of these things that Dr. Mkhize is talking about could affect me in that way. I have many signs that she mentioned. How do I know it's time to go seek a doctor? When
most
is it?
Of the time, yeah. The biggest doctors that we actually have when it comes to self-care, they're right in our home. The problem is to get rid of everybody else so you can practice that self-care. Because most of the time, it needs solitude. You need to be by yourself. That warm, relaxing bath will do wonders for you, because body and water, they work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You need to prioritize sleeping. Go to any doctor. You can go to your GP. They can give you a placebo tablet and tell you, go to sleep. You need to go to sleep, because this is when your body does all the restoring, all the recovery, all everything happens mostly when you are actually sleeping.
Mm.
Some form of exercise. You know, we're not talking about now go subscribing to a gym, but just taking a walk and being around nature, that does wonders for you. You know, practicing a little bit of, you know, when you set goals right at the beginning of the year, we spoke about setting goals and priorities.
Mm.
While you're in there, schedule in. When you say once in every quarter, we're going to be doing, you know, we're going on a family vacation, set in time for yourself in there. And during the week, when you're doing your weekly schedule, set in time for yourself. Today at 9 o'clock, I'm just going to be doing me, whatever that means. If it means I'm just going to be reading a book because it relaxes me, if it means I'm going to be dancing around, making myself into a fool because I enjoy music, so be it. That laughter, that moment that you need to just not care about anything else and just be in your space, whatever that's going to make you feel, you know, so excited and so relieved of everything else. Like you said, a bit of comedy, laughter is one of the biggest doctors that we got to self-care.
All right.
So before we even go all the way to doctors and take medication like Valium or antidepressant or this or that, the doctors that you need, they're already there at home. It's a matter of now practicing using them and being intentional about it and being okay that I am going to do self-care, because most of the people, they don't grant themselves permission. It's not now that they're unable to do it, but like we said, society has taught us this. You're being lazy, you're being selfish, you're being all of these ugly words, but you need to give yourself permission and be okay that I am going to take care of me, because I need me. As much as the whole world needs me, I also need me. The world will not function without me. So I need to take care of me.
Sure. I hope, Teko, you got that. And there's one thing that comes as you're talking then, my queen. We are living busy lives. There's so much that's happening in our lives now. Ooh, kuningi, kuningi kulu. But now, how often should we be doing this? Because I think most of us get to that point where Toko feels he's at or she's at, and that's when a person says, "Yo, yeah, that was close."
Yeah,
and you don't want to get to the point where you're feeling like, oh, there was close. You just escaped. You know. But how often do we do that? Because we only do that when we can't take it anymore. So I believe if we were doing it little by little, we wouldn't even get to a point where we are pressed, we are pushed. Some of us, I've heard you spoke to pastors earlier on. I've heard of pastors who now doctors would admit in hospital, because if he goes out there, he's not going to rest. So the doctor would put him on bed rest and even admit him so that he's under I don't want to use the word surveillance. But yeah, so doctors might check
it
on him. Yeah. But we've seen that. Yeah, how often?
Things like that, I would say recommended that once a month. You know, when we were growing up, my mother, who practiced self-care to the letter, you know, she would always say that the body that works, I will never forget those words, the body that works also deserves rewards. So she would take herself on a shopping spree, or she would take herself on a lunch date all by herself. So maybe this is where I get my confidence, I don't know. But, you know, would come home and like, but mama, but this is like, the body that works also deserves reward.
Okay.
So it can be a monthly thing, you know, when you say, now I have paid all the bills, or I've done the best that I can, I also, my body deserves reward. So I reward myself by switching off the phone, watching romantic movies and crying. That crying helps to detox the body. You know, I'm going to read a book. I'm going to listen to music. The body that works also deserves reward. So reward yourself by taking care of yourself. And that way, we also grew up understanding that it is important to take care of yourself. It minimizes the depression, all these things, because they all look alike. So, you know, it minimizes a lot of things. So it's very, very important that you schedule it in, especially like you mentioned, we live in busy times. Everything is go, go, go. We live on our calendar. So put in that calendar and block everything in that calendar. On this day, this is the body that works. It deserves reward. I'm rewarding myself on this day. This day is called on my name, and I'm going to do whatever that's going to make me happy.
Family member says, thank you, Dr. Mkiza. I will contact you for a session. I'm not well mentally. We wish you all God's best as you'll be going on this journey with Dr. Mkiza. And yes, may the Lord help you to come out stronger and, to continue running fresh and winning your battles. Now, I can hear somebody also saying, I cannot stay in a place where there's dirt or that's a place that's not neat enough, but I do need a break. I chase after my little children. Whenever they throw their toys, I'm the one who picks them up, put them in there. And to be honest, Dr. Mkiza, I don't have money to go to a holiday. I don't have money to go out. I can't even go to a friend. How do I do this? How can I overlook the house that's upside right?
Like I said, one of the best doctors that we have is nature. So taking a walk around the park.
Okay.
Taking, you know, going for a run, going for a picnic, you know, some things they do not need monetary, you know, for you to enjoy them. So use those doctors that we have around. I call them doctors because that's indeed the best care that you're going to get. So just taking a walk around the park, it does wonders for you. Walking in general does a lot for your body, for your mental. You know, it clears up your mind as well. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, just taking a walk, it really does a lot for you. So I would recommend somebody, you know, take a picnic, take your water, go sit in a park and just be in your own space.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the best ways that we can do it. You don't always need that glamorous, luxurious holiday in order to feel the. So just even at home, just taking that, like I said, a hot bath. It's important that it's a hot bath because it detoxes your body as well.
Mm.
You know, take that hot bath, have that good meal, be it a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and a good toast. You know, watch that comedy, something that's going to make you laugh and make you forget about your problems for a second. You know, in the morning, wake up and take that walk. When you come back, you feel rejuvenated. Something has shifted. So those, they do help for their low to no budget.
Yeah, I also heard somebody talking to couples saying, just pack those sandwiches, just put on your butter, your peanut butter, take some tea with you in a flask. Just go out as a couple, go to a park, go to a bar. You don't need to go to a restaurant and spend lots of money if you don't have it, but you can take whatever that you have, put it together nicely and go out. So these are the things that we need to learn. Lastly, I want Dr. Mkiza to talk to those mothers. I have lots and lots of mothers who having children diagnosed with autism, to be specific, who are struggling to rest. I've heard we would have Sis Ritabile Molapisani, who always would go to the hospital and ask to be admitted because she can't take it anymore. She doesn't sleep. When everybody else is sleeping, most of these parents are not sleeping. And they are chasing their... Some had to even leave their jobs so that they can focus on their children. But it's still stressful. And you come back from work and you can even say, what have you been doing the whole day if you do not understand the circumstance and the situation? What would you say to those parents who never rest?
To those parents, I sympathize with them, and mainly because when they don't you know, give that time, that moment to whatever that is needed, they feel themselves guilty. They feel like they're letting down those children. It now comes, like I said, we need to be retaught to take care of ourselves. Mm. Because if you are drained, it is so easy to even miss those small things. Mm. And mistakes happen, and they take it very hard on themselves. Mm. Like, if only I was there. You were there, but you also, like I said, we cannot give from an empty cup. First of all, I would definitely say support groups are very important. Mm-hmm. I would say some sort of mental, you know, going through counseling, that also helps. Because you do not need, when you start booking yourself into a hospital to escape what is happening at home, something is definitely not right. Mm. Something is definitely not right. And while you are in hospital, what happens to that individual that needs you? Mm. So we need to now start learning how to put those boundaries and learning that you taking care of yourself, it is vitally as important as you taking care of that child.
Mm.
You need to have that moment. So if you don't take care of yourself, you're as good as letting that child down.
Sure.
Because now you are not giving your full to that child.
Mm.
So you are also just letting them down because, like I said, the irritation is also one of the most pivotal signs that they get.
Mm.
So now you find yourself snapping at this poor child because you are empty. And you start blaming this child for everything that is going wrong because they demand so much of yourself. You need to start now having boundaries. And like I said, the underlined word, give yourself permission to look after yourself.
All right.
Nobody else, as long as they need you,
yes,
they will never give you permission to look after yourself. So you need to give yourself
permission to look after yourself.
Dr.
Mkhize, thank you for yet another month with you. We're opening the month with you, so thank you so much for that. My queen, how do we get hold of you?
You can get hold of us via WhatsApp on 081-374-5325.
081-374-5325. Thank you so much, my queen. May the Lord keep keeping you. Can't wait to be talking to you again very soon as we learn to just switch off, rest, take care of ourselves, and start again, run again.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that. We need new fuel, some of us. So it's time to just, yeah, it's time to just, it's time to do a major service for some. We need to start. Some of us are going to have to start with a major service and then we'll go for normal service. You know, a car goes for servicing. So, yeah. Thank you, my queen. We love you so much. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless.
And that is Dr. Sibo Mkhize and my family. Do remember you can get hold of her on WhatsApp 081-374-5325. 081-374-5325.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.